Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Over the last few months, many of us have turned to digital devices to stay connected. We wondered, how much energy are we using with all of this time online? We had Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, Isha, now that I'm working remotely, I use video conferencing almost every day. Plus, my kids are getting lots of screen time. Should I be worried about how much energy we're using when we're all on the internet?
To find out, we called Dr. Eric Massenet, a professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, who studies the environmental impact of new technologies. And he says,
the IT industry has seen efficiency gains faster than really any other sector in the economy.
Eric says that despite huge leaps in the amount of information we store and share online, data centers only make up 1% of the world's electricity consumption. And they've held steady at that percentage since 2010.
But how is that possible? How can the percentage stay constant while data centers are still being built around the world?
IT companies are constantly reducing their energy use, because when their energy costs go down, their profit margins go up. For example, data centers tend to get really hot, and that's bad for the servers. But Eric says IT companies
figured out ways of cooling the data center with very little energy use.
How did they do that?
Mostly just by installing energy-efficient cooling systems, but some companies have taken the next step and built their data centers in cooler places.
Companies are also finding ways to pack in more computing power into each server, so they can do more with the same amount of energy.
But won't they eventually run out of ways to be more efficient?
Yes, but Eric says there will still be a lot of opportunities to save energy through better software and hardware.
On top of that, he says,
a lot of the big IT companies are making pledges to transition, perhaps even fully, to renewable energy.
A 2018 report found that most of the corporate investments in renewable energy technologies were coming from IT companies.
That's good to hear. So I guess I don't have to worry about all the time I'm spending on Netflix?
Well, not really. Eric says it's people like you and me, and not data centers, that create the most waste.
The routers in your home, the PC, your laptop, a cell phone, tablet, those consume the most energy.
So what should I be doing?
Firstly, make sure you're buying energy-efficient devices. An easy way to do that is to look for an Energy Star certification the next time you're buying a TV or a laptop.
And browsing the web does create carbon emissions, so don't leave Netflix streaming while you're sleeping or away from your computer.
And connect to Wi-Fi wherever you can. Because when you stream through mobile networks, you're using about 4 times as much electricity.
Really? I had no idea.
Well, let's put this into perspective. You might be spending more time online, but you're also traveling less.
Which has led to an overall decrease in greenhouse gas emissions. One study found that emissions in April of this year were down by 17% compared to 2019.
So, Megan, we don't need to cancel our video calls.
That's good to hear. Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.